It's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. The verses I chose for today are Romans 8, 38, and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love these verses because I believe they so beautifully illustrate the inseparable love of Christ. Whenever we talk about godly love or Jesus' love for us, we always think about unconditional love, which I will spend a little bit of time talking about that today as well. But I first want to point out the fact that God's love, Christ's love for you, is inseparable. Neither height nor depth, nor any power, nor any demon, nor any angel, nothing in all of creation will separate us from the love of God. It's inseparable love. So it doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, you are not that far. You are not that far from him. Come to him. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're too far gone. Maybe you've sinned too deeply against him. Maybe you are too ashamed of what you've done. None of that matters because these verses give us permission to come before him, and his love for us is inseparable. Whatever you've done, whatever sin you have in your life is not greater than his salvation and his love for us. You may have heard the saying, your mess is your message. I also love the saying, your test is your testimony. Because if you were that person who was far away from God and you have found Christ, now you can use your testimony to further the kingdom. And I actually think that makes you a little bit more powerful than somebody who doesn't have that struggle, somebody who doesn't have that test, because you have the greatest comeback of all. And you may feel unworthy. You may feel like, who am I to say anything? Who am I to do anything? Who am I to spread the love of Christ? But I'll tell you this, nobody is worthy. We're all unworthy because we're all sinners, but we were all saved by grace. And that's the beauty in what Jesus did for us on the cross, is we were saved by grace, not by our own worthiness. The love of Christ for us is unwavering. It doesn't matter where we've been in life, what situation we may have faced in the past, or what faces us in the present. At the end of the day, God's love for us remains constant. The other profound truth is that we actually have victory over sin and evil because of what Christ did for us. So when you think about it, despite the weight of our own sin, the love of Christ triumphs over all of that. It's his sacrifice on the cross that demonstrated the depth of his love and gave us victory over sin. And what I think is really cool is this victory over sin is a testament to the power and the magnitude of his love for us. His inseparable love for us also gives us eternal security. So we can find comfort that in all of creation, nothing can ever separate us. So no sin, no doubt, no shortcoming, no fear, nothing that we have can ever separate us from him. And so we have eternal security in his love. So sometimes you might feel like, well, I sinned, maybe I lost my salvation, or I did this, or I thought this, or this is what happened, and Jesus doesn't love me anymore. And that is so far from the truth, because he loves us regardless. He loves us because he created us. We are his creation, and he wants us to draw near to him. And while we are sinners, he put all of that on the cross for us. And that is what gives us the security that we can be with him at the end of time. So no matter what doubts you might have right now, no matter what fears you might have, God's love is steadfast and eternal for us and extends beyond any boundary that we can even conceive. It's a love that transcends human understanding and endures everything. If you back up a little bit in Romans and actually read the entire section from verses 31 to 39, I love what Paul writes. He's saying, if God is for us, who can be against us? It really encourages that we are more than conquerors because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And when you think about it, the name of Jesus carries so much power, so much beauty. And Jesus has authority over everything. So that's what the beautiful name of Jesus gives us, authority over everything. In the Bible, multiple times, I believe it's in John, Jesus tells us that if you pray these things in my name, my Father in heaven will give these things unto you. So all we have to do is pray in Jesus' name, and he will give to us. He will provide, because Jesus is a powerful name, and the name of Jesus carries tremendous authority here on earth and in all of heaven. The song I'm about to sing says, "You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names." And that is what gives us eternal life. That is what gives us eternal love, inseparable, unconditional love, because of his great name that carries so much power and so much authority.
Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, veil tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and the grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your inseparable love for us, your unconditional love for us. Thank you that we have security in you. Thank you that through you and through what you've done for us, we are saved. We are saved by grace, not by our own worthiness, not by our own actions, but by the grace that you have extended to us when you took on our sin. Father, I just pray that as we're continuing to draw near to you, Lord, that you would meet us where we're at, and God, that you would remove any doubts, any fears, any insecurities, God, any barriers between us and you. Just like the verse says, there's nothing that can separate us from you. If there's any sort of distraction or anything that is creating a wedge in our relationship with you, or anything that could possibly pull us away, Lord, I just pray, God, that you would take that and remove it out of our lives. God, I pray that you would strengthen our faith in you, that you would strengthen our love for you, God, just the same way that you love us, Lord, that we would desire you with our entire heart, Lord. Thank you that we have authority in your name. Thank you for the powerful name of Jesus. Thank you for the fact that we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us, God. There's nothing that we can't do, Lord, because we have you on our side. We are more than conquerors, and we are grateful for that, God. I pray, God, that you would continue to be with us, God, that you would continue to pursue us, that we would come to the heart of worship and find you every single time. Thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.